Hare Krishna. The mind can make us blind even when our eyes can see. Suppose we are going for an important meeting at a new place, at a place where we have never been before, and we are already getting a little late, and that's why we are agitated, and already something else has happened because of which our mind is agitated, and because of the agitated mind, you know, we may be having a map with us, maybe a Google map, and it tells us we have reached the destination. But we guys just can't locate the place. We look one, we pass frantically up and down the street, look up, look down, and we can't find that place. All the map is saying we are at the right address, we just can't locate the particular house where we want to go to. As our anxiety level increases, we just get more and more panicky. And if at that time, we just get the intuitions to calm down, close our eyes, take a few deep breaths, and then we look and we see that actually that particular address plate, that particular location is just there in front. We were so agitated that we were seeing but we were not seeing. Actually, we don't just see with our eyes. Sometimes we may see with our eyes, but still we may not be able to see. The mind is distracted. The mind can make us blind to what is, even when our eyes can see. This implies that actually we don't see just with our vision. We see with our disposition. And this principle, if it applies to even that which is visible to our eyes, then how much more will it apply to that which is not visible to our eyes? That is the spiritual reality. In the Bhagavad Gita, in 13.29, Krishna states, Samam pashyan hi sarvatra samavasthitam ishwaram nahinastyatmanatmanam tato yati param gatim. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra. Samam pashyan, the person sees equally everywhere. Samavasthitam ishwaram. Samavasthitam, equally situated. Ishwaram. The Supreme Lord is equally situated everywhere. The Supreme Lord is in control of all situations. When we understand this, nahinastyatmanatmanam, we don't degrade ourselves by our mind. Tato yati param gatim. And thus, we can attain the supreme destination. Param gatim, the supreme destination. So what this means is that actually, the mind has the capacity of blinding us and degrading us, and we can avoid that by spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge which gives us equal disposition. You know, when the mind starts getting agitated, then if we remember, Samavasthitam Ishwaram, Krishna is always in control. Whatever happens, no matter how many things seem to be going wrong, Krishna is always God, Krishna is always in control. And He will work things out for good in the long run. Even if things are going wrong now, He will work things out for good. So let me just stay calm. Let me stay fixed. Samam pashyan sarvatra. Let me stay fixed in the understanding that actually I am a servant of Krishna and I am meant to serve Krishna. If you keep this attitude of service, then that attitude of service will counter the blinding effect of the mind's agitation. And we will be able to move on steadily. So, when the mind starts blinding us, if we just stay calm, if we just like when you closed, a person closed the eyes and then calm down, like that, we can calm down by connecting ourselves with Krishna. By practicing Bhakti Yoga, when we raise our consciousness, when we connect our consciousness with Krishna, then we realize that Krishna is always in control. That calms us and that helps us to see things clearly. And not only does the connection with Krishna help us to see material things better, but also it helps us to see that which is beyond the material. By the connection with Krishna, we become purified, our spiritual senses become awakened, and with our spiritual cognition capacity, we perceive Krishna, we perceive the spiritual world, we perceive ourselves in our spiritual glorious parts of Krishna. And in that perception, right now where we are blinded by the mind, at that time we become illumined. It said in the, that in the Bhagavata 6.20, it said that yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmana atmanam pashyan atmani tushyati atmana atmanam. We turn inwards and we see Krishna. We see ourselves, we see Krishna, and as tushyati, we delight. Thus, by spiritual cultivation of spiritual knowledge, we can see both the material and the spiritual better. Thank you.